Welcome to R4 Sense, episode 4.
Hey,
you
4.
Like that? You see that? You see what we're doing there? How you doing, Mark?
I'm great. Great and good. Great and good.
We hope everybody's safe out there after the snowpocalypse.
The Blizzaster. I'm going to call it a Blizzaster.
Blizzaster? Yes. Wasn't that your nickname when you worked at Dairy Queen?
No, that's right.
No. It was this chunky monkey.
Oh, you bastard.
Welcome, everybody, to R4 Sense Episode 4.
Mr. Misty.
Mr. Misty? Jesus. As always, I'm Zach. I promise it's bigger when it's not cold out, Arneman. As always, I'm joined by the ever-popular Mark. What is love, baby? Don't hurt me, Smitty.
Don't hurt me no more.
Most of our listeners are from the area. We hope that you survived that fucking snowstorm we got Wednesday.
Jesus.
it took all of the roommates, me and Mark included, about 3 hours to shovel ourselves out of our driveway. 3 hours of four mid-20-year-old guys nonstop.
Proving how absolutely out of shape they all are.
I think I won that bet, man. I took a lot of breaks.
Yeah, lots of cigarette breaks.
I took one cigarette break. It's just after that, I was winded for the next 2 hours.
How many breaks did I take?
None.
Just enough to tackle every single roommate.
Yeah, you didn't. But you didn't get me, bitch.
Yeah, I just pushed you over.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take a lot for me to fall over. No. After my boozing days, I don't have that much
sense of balance.
Yeah, I don't have a good sense of balance.
Some inner ear problems.
So, you know, I didn't make it in the work. Mark, nobody, you know, classes were canceled. All four of us were home for the day, stuck. And you want to know what we did, America? You want to tell them what we did, Mark?
Oh, we watched all 3 Lord of the Rings extended editions.
You're goddamn right we did. We popped that thing in at 11 a.m., and it was over at 11:35 p.m. last night.
Oh, man. Each of us did not sit deadpan in front of the TV
for the entire time, though. We should say that on record. That's a good point. I took it 2 naps in the middle of this endeavor. I fell asleep in the first disc of Two Towers, and I pretty much missed all of the end of Return of the King.
Yeah, I stopped to make both lunch and dinner during these. And I'm pretty sure I took a nap during the first disc of Return of the King.
Did you? See, we all alternated the discs.
Yeah.
Like somebody had to be asleep for one disc. That was the status quo. But that's how we got through the blizzard, and, you know, nothing really else to do. And we drank. Oh, we drank.
Oh, yeah. You drank.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Everyone else drank. I didn't really drink all that much.
I noticed that.
I only had like 3 or 4 beers.
It upset me.
I've just lost it for a little while. I've had a string of some bad weekends here in the past few...
Oh, yeah?
In the past month or so I needed to get away from it.
Expand on that.
Well, I don't... Okay, so obviously New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
that was rough.
Yeah.
And then
We went to go see Girl Talk in Milwaukee for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, paying $8 for drinks.
I don't know if we've ever said that. Yeah, well, you know, the drinks were fine. The atmosphere was fine. Me and Mark were the last two of our group of friends.
Listening to dubstep at 2 in the morning.
Not to be confused with Tony Wash.
No.
You know, dubstep's okay when you're in the heat of the moment.
I think dubstep's okay in general. You just gotta really be feeling that bass line. You really want to feel that bass and drum kick.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't go see a dubstep, you know, artist, group, or spinner.
So, would you classify Bass Nectar as dubstep?
Bass Nectar,
I hate Bass Nectar.
Yeah, Bass Nectar sucks. So, yes. they're just in the sucky category.
Oh, okay.
That's where they're going.
Like Hall and Oates.
Yeah. No. I like Hall and Oates.
I agree.
I have no problem with Hall and Oates. I think he's a very talented musician.
Yeah. You like Daryl Hall? That's
you telling me that they're two people?
Yeah, they're two.
Man, get out of town, Smitty.
Crazy. No, it's Brooks and Dunn are the kind of the same thing, but they just broke up too.
Brooks and Dunn. Yeah, Brooks and Dunn.
Is that just one name?
I saw him tour with Hall and Oates.
Yeah. And we're not talking about we are talking about Daryl Hall and Chromeo.
Well, now we are.
Yeah.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about Chromeo, so we're on to the next one already.
All right then. Okay, so I saw a picture of Keller Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Keller Williams ever before.
No, he looks like he's like a 39-year-old man-child.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't he look like
totally
he's 12?
Totally not what I expected at all. I kind of expected like a 30-something-year-old, like, fit black guy. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Keller Williams is pretty awesome, though, with this
one-man band
hobnobbery.
But not what I expected in the slightest.
All right, I'll give you that.
I don't even know how I got some random website. That,
well, it's been all over Facebook. It was probably Facebook, because my Facebook keeps telling me that I should go see Keller Williams.
Yeah, because I like STS9, so yeah, I can go see Keller Williams.
Fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg, for like trying to get me to go to shows off your website. You know, I can't afford it.
Don't try to make me have a social life. How dare you?
Yeah, I'm already having a fine time on your website. I don't want to see a fine time web stalking
my friends.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I don't want to talk to half the people that are on my Facebook. I'm the only, that's bad that I'm on
that's
a radio.
Bad karma.
Listen, it has nothing to do with the people's characters or anything, but like that's the only reason I still have a Facebook is so I don't have to actually pick up my phone and talk to at least half these people. Yeah, I'm talking more of the people that I went to high school with in Jersey and some of my college buddies.
I did. You know, you got to go through every once in a while and do the big friend purge.
I don't friend purge.
I got to.
I feel bad.
I know I feel bad too, but like, you know, have I not talked to or thought about you in the last 5 years? No.
I do that with my own members. You know,
done.
I do that
done.
With members.
On to the next one.
I do that with members of my own family. So, like, you know, doing it with friends
you know,
just
I'm
seems
doing,
rather.
I'm trying really hard to not do that with some members of my own family.
Is your do you have family members that are on the Facebook? Like your parents?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are they friends with you?
They all try to be friends with me.
Yeah. Do you ignore them?
No. Because then I get the hey, why aren't you friends with me when I see them at family gatherings?
Like my mother gave me. I kept telling my mom. Because,
you know, I see them all like 3 times a year. I can't get away with this, you know, once a year stuff like you do.
Well, it's not by choice.
I know. I'm just saying that they'd be all up in my ear about it.
I like how you said your ear. That's funny. Makes me laugh. Mark only has, you know, devotees will know that Mark only has one ear.
I have more than one ear.
Well, one that works.
Yes.
Just yesterday, I was walking on the moon with your stalker.
Did you happen to see the trailer for Drive Angry?
No, I totally skipped it. It was Nicolas Cage.
Oh my god, you need to see this movie.
No, I couldn't take it.
You have to see this movie.
Oh man.
We should play the trailer audio in the show and then we watch it right now. and then you have to see this trailer.
I think that'd be a pretty interesting segment to listen to our comments as
as the trailer's going. It's
like you've gotta be fucking kidding me.
It looks so bad. But it's shot in 3D.
It's shot in 3D.
Uh-huh. It's Drive Angry 3D. I'm fucking stoked.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but we were fucking stoked about Season of the Witch, and we never even saw it.
Of course not, because it's going to be out in DVD in a week and a half.
You know what they need to stop doing? Stop giving Nicolas Cage hair.
Yeah,
stop
that's always
giving,
a big
yeah,
problem.
Stop giving him roles where he absolutely necessitates that he have a head full of hair.
Ever since Bangkok Dangerous and Next. I never saw Bangkok Dangerous, but,
neither
you know.
I.
But
Is Next the one where?
Next is the one with Jessica Biel, and he's like, I can see 2 minutes into the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Did we talk about this?
I don't think we talked about this.
The ending of the movie is...
The ending of the movie is...
like backwards.
It's essentially 72% of the movie that you watch is just him laying in bed naked next to Jessica Biel having a further than 2 minutes premonition of the whole movie. And then he wakes up and he's like, so that's how it plays out. And then the credits roll.
Ugh.
And so I don't even think he says that at all. I think he goes outside and Julianne Moore's there, who's like kind of like the bad guy, but not bad guy. The antagonist who becomes a protagonist.
Oh.
But, you know, she's like, are you ready to do this? And he's like, I've seen the way it goes. Let's do it. And then the fucking credits roll.
Mm.
Yeah.
So early edition was the show, right? Where the guy got like the paper from tomorrow.
What? I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of this?
No. Is this from the 80s?
I was trying to map this out. No. This is like 3-4 years ago. 5 years ago?
Where the fuck was I?
I don't know.
No. What channel was it on?
I think ABC.
That's why.
But yeah, the guy got...
ABC's only good for Pushing Daisies and Lost.
Wow. Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
What else is on ABC? Oh, no Ordinary Family. I guess Modern Family's cool. But I haven't watched Modern Family in a season.
Like, yeah, I haven't watched Modern Family in a long time.
I'm a huge supporter of the show, but I haven't watched an episode at all in the second season.
I find it really hard to watch it by myself. But that's kind of my thing. I over-empathize.
Well, I think it was on...
Which is funny because I have no actual empathy in real life.
No.
I just over-empathize with TV.
Yeah.
And people wonder why I don't watch TV all that much.
See, you lie. Every time you tell people you don't watch that much TV, you're just a bold-faced fucking liar.
I am not a bold-faced fucking liar.
You just don't watch new TV.
What are you talking about?
Me and Mark, I just got Mark.
If you're going to bring up Doctor Who here.
Yep, I was going to do. I just got Mark to start at the 2005, you know, season one. If anyone, I'm not going to go into it. If you don't know what Doctor Who is, just turn us off and come back in like six episodes when we hit 10 or some shit. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Just wow. Go. Just shoot. Because, but I got Mark to start watching the Eccleston Doctor Who. And now we're
Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah. And goddamn right. He's so much better than David Tennant.
The bad guy in Gone 60 Seconds.
Yeah. We'll get there. Because this is how we talk about Doctor Who for the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
Fuck the snow, man.
Hey, I love the snow.
I'm going to Fiji.
I love the snow. I love the snow.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good. You can shovel next time. I had to shovel.
Oh, wait. I shoveled this time. I shoveled the majority of the snow.
Well, that's because you were like a fucking steampunk engine.
A steampunk engine?
Yeah.
Like steampunk Palin engine?
I do want to read that now that I saw the cover of that comic book. I want to read it real
Ludicrous.
Bad.
Ludicrous.
Did you see it?
Yes.
It looks great. Mark's been reading Cable and Deadpool,
which is great.
How's that treating
great
you?
Comic. It's weird because it spans like it's from like 2005, so it spans like a big hunk of all that crazy crap that happened in 2005 at Marvel.
I see. I'm not really familiar with going on in Marvel because I've been preoccupied Darkest Night and Brightest Day thing in DC.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I own almost.
I know you do, but let's.
That,
I don't want to. I don't want to tangent it to DC. Like, what's going on in the world of Marvel?
Back then, it was the whole House of M thing, where it deleted like 90% of the mutants.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then followed that immediately with the whole Superhero Registration Act, with the killing of Captain America, and
isn't Captain America back though?
He's back, but he was back as Bucky. What's his face? I can't remember his name. Like. Captain America's sidekick.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was back as him for a while, and then, you know, magically, just like they always do.
Yeah.
He came back for real.
Go. Yeah, because I know, like, you know, man, I used to be a huge Marvel nut, and now this is all fucking... The House of M is the
only
thing.
I'm still not a big Marvel person. I'm not. I just, you know, go DC, but...
Go Justice League, you know. Those old cartoons from the 90s and 2000s are what sold me.
Well, yeah. And it's funny because now Marvel like runs the movie making business in terms of comic book movies.
Oh,
DC
yeah.
is kind of a once over with the exception of The Dark Knight.
Well, I mean, that's actually good news. You know, they just casted the new Superman. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know who the guy is.
Henry,
though.
I think his name's Henry Cavill. He's from
Tudors, right?
Yeah,
he's from the Tudors.
He's from Tudors. I actually thought that they were talking about the guy from Dead Like Me. What was his name? Mason? I don't remember his real name,
no.
But I thought they were talking about him because I know he's in the Tudors and like the picture I saw was real little. But yeah, no, they've got this other guy.
But no, talk about like America getting suckered into reboots.
Yeah, but you know,
We're rebooting Spider-Man at this point.
Yeah.
When did the first one come out? Let's remind.
What was that?
2001? We're rebooting it. That's 10 years ago. Really?
Oh. Wow. You know, here's some big news. I was trying to look up Superman. I still haven't found out the fucking guy's name.
Okay.
But there's Fletch Lives is finally coming out.
Oh, my God.
I'm totally excited for that.
I don't know why you like those movies.
Because the first Fletch, the second Fletch sucks.
Yeah,
but
it
does. But the first Fletch is priceless.
I just don't like Chevy Chase very much.
Oh,
I just don't.
What's your gripe with him?
I don't find him funny.
Really?
Yeah, I never really found him funny.
Ever?
No, not really. I mean, he's okay on Community, but that's because he's, you know, back in his pratfall mode, not trying to make straight guy jokes.
Yeah, they, like, took down all
the
news.
I didn't find him funny in Caddyshack at all. I don't know if he was supposed to be funny in Caddyshack, but I didn't find him funny. National Lampoon's Vacation and all those, nothing. Nothing.
Really?
No.
I don't know, man. I think he's pretty priceless back in the day. Like, pretty much 1983 and earlier.
You know who he reminds me of? Yeah. Will Ferrell. That's who he reminds me of. I don't find him funny either.
This is coming from a guy who... Name every Will Ferrell movie you've seen.
Name every Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah, because Does Megamind count?
Because I just watched Megamind.
Because I know there's like three.
Well, Megamind, Old School... could you count Wedding Crashers?
No, he's in the movie. He has a cameo.
Okay.
No, of course I'm not going to count that. Yeah. Pretty much what Mark's trying to tell you.
I've seen more of his movies. I just can't think of them because I don't care.
But you're missing out. And because of this unadulterated hatred, Mark hasn't even seen good comedies that don't have Will Ferrell in them at all. Like Walk Hard. Walk Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Walk Hard is a brilliant movie. It is every biopic you've ever seen. And at some a good comedy.
I fell asleep during this movie.
You fell asleep.
And then even worse things happened.
No. I am not letting you get away with that.
And then even worse things happened.
Mark fell asleep. And if you could see me, I'm doing the quote thing.
I'm doing the air quotes.
Yeah. Mark fell asleep. Mark asked out in the middle of this movie, the first 5 minutes, and then went to the bathroom. And I let him do his thing in there.
Okay.
No, you know.
Wow, this is wow. Okay,
you jump into the pit of snakes, man. You're gonna get bit.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. So Mark, yo, oh, I fell asleep in Walk Hard.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie. No, Mark was wasted. Mark fell asleep in the first 5 minutes and then shot up and went to the bathroom. And I let him go for a little. You know, I'm not gonna hold his hand.
You don't need to tell the whole story here.
I'm not telling the whole thing, but okay. you know, like I said, you jump in a pit of snakes, you're gonna get bit. All right,
fine.
So I go to check on this poor guy about 10 minutes later. And he's
you're telling the whole story.
You're in the toilet. Mark was in the toilet, and I walked in there, and I swear to God, if his mustache was any longer, it would be trickling the water. It'd be dancing with it. I was like, I walk in there, and I was like, Mark, listen to me.
I couldn't move my head. I could not move my own head.
I was like, don't open your eyes.
And my eyes were wide open.
They were?
They were wide open.
Oh, God.
I couldn't do anything about it.
I was like, just pick your head up. So don't let them fool you saying that, oh, that movie sucks. I went to sleep. No, you were fucking drunk.
Yeah, and I couldn't hold it down long enough to watch that movie.
I made you a cheesesteak that night.
Ate both of them.
Oh, fuck yeah, of course I'm going to. All right, so I found this Henry Cavill thing. Yeah, anyway, Mark, watch Walk Hard. It's a great film. It's a great movie. It's a great film. Check it out. Devotees will also get that joke. So this guy, Henry William I'm gonna spell this dude's middle name.
Davenport.
D-A-L-G-L-I-E-S-H.
Say that again?
I'll do it again. D-A-L-G-L-I-E-S-H. Daglish.
Daglish.
Henry William Daglish Cavill. A British actor that has appeared in The Count of Monte Cristo, Stardust.
I never saw The Count of Monte Cristo. Or Stardust, for that matter.
I haven't seen Stardust. I hear good things, but what did he play? Oh, he was the son? He was the son in Count of Monte Cristo. I own it. We'll watch it.
Oh.
Yeah, nice.
I didn't read the book, either.
Ah, it's a good book.
Yeah.
I saw the Wishbone episode.
Of what?
The Count of Monte Cristo.
It was a show?
Wishbone.
Wishbone episode.
Wishbone? Really?
No.
The little dog?
The dressing?
No, the dog. The little... it was like a... Around the... You know, it's after reading Rainbow, but still... We're still...
Nothing.
Mark
Nothing.
Doesn't know Blank what Wishbone
there. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? None of you assholes have ever called this number, but, you know, 224-366-7814. Call and ream Mark out. Wow,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wishbone. Wishbone.
Yeah, that's great.
He read books.
Okay.
And acted them out.
That's fine.
Jesus Christ. Could you believe that I got the phone number right?
Guessing
that?
Wow.
I guess that one.
Yeah.
Listeners, call in and remark out. You know,
you
what?
Know, most people that listen to this have no idea what Wishbone is either.
If you have, I'll put Mark's real phone number on the website. You can leave a message.
Oh, you jerk.
All right. If our listeners don't know what Wishbone, that's just as bad as saying that you don't remember what Doug is.
No.
Do you remember Ghost Rider?
Ghost Writer?
Writer.
Yes. I was going to ask you if you knew what Ghost Writer was.
What type of question is that, man?
I was going to ask you.
Don't you remember? My parents got divorced when I was 4, man. I've been watching TV as a surrogate parent for 20 years now. 2 decades.
All right, then.
Take that, Super
Nanny. Did you ever watch the Carmen Sandiego show?
Mm-hmm.
Did you suck at it as badly as I did?
No, dude, I'm fucking great at that.
It was awful.
What was the name of the chief? The actress, she died recently.
Did she die?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. She was in, you know, she's in The Warriors.
She didn't die.
She is too dead. Now I've got to look that up, too. This whole episode, you're going to hear me clacking on my keyboard.
I thought she was, isn't she the chief in Warehouse 13?
No, but that's CCH. No, that's CCH Pounder.
What a great name.
I know, that's why I remember it. let's see, Carmen.
But that certainly that host isn't doing anything anymore.
Oh,
right?
Lynn Thigpen. She died. Oh, dude, wow. She has not died recently. She died fucking 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Lynn Thigpen. Yo, and that's funny that Tony's always. Last week, Tony's like, you're always bringing up dead people nobody's heard of. Well, fuck you, Tony. Because Lynn Thigpen, the host of the old Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego game show. Died March.
She wasn't the host. She was the chief.
She was the and some of it she was the host there because that
really?
Show was on for a while. That show was on for a lot longer than people fucking realized. Hmm. Yeah, she was.
I'm just not very good at geography when it comes right down to it.
Well, I'm great. I'm great at geography.
You know why? Because every so often, you know, I'll be doing all right, and then they'll come across African countries.
Yeah, Africa.
Africa. Yeah, Africa. There's just one country, and then there's one country in the south.
Africa and Egypt.
Africa. There's southern Africa. There's South Africa, Africa, Egypt, and the Gambia.
And District 9.
And that's the only reason I know where the Gambia is.
We have it on a shirt.
Yep.
There's also, don't forget, District 9. District 9 is in Africa.
Yeah, it's in South Africa, actually.
What's that? That's just so big. That's such a big area.
South Africa?
Cover.
I know where Madagascar is, too.
I saw that movie.
Familiar.
The name's Link, and I'm braver than brave. I got a wooden sword from an old man in a cave. And when my heart's a max out, it shoots an energy blade. I don't know how exactly that works, but that's... Let's just talk about the return of Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem's back.
Duke Nukem forever.
After a 12-year freaking hiatus. Is it 12 years?
12 years. Jeez. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Planning 3 different companies, totally different game engines. Just absolutely nuts.
Uncalled for. Uncalled for.
You look almost as fat in that picture as you do in that other one.
Yeah, that's here's a recent trend of things I don't fucking like. I'm showing up in all these pictures looking like a fat ass. I'm like 110 pounds. How the fuck do I look fat?
Because when you jam your neck into your shoulders, you look like a fat ass.
I thought that's what women like.
Necklace men?
No, when you know the motion of jamming your neck into your own body, isn't it like some sort of like fucking?
Why
like
would
some...
women like turtles?
This picture's so old.
Oh yeah,
this is.
Well, oh my god. Okay, so I showed these to Tim. I ran across pictures from my 21st birthday party out in DeKalb.
God.
There's pictures of Sirianni and Tim Thomas and Jim Thomas.
How fat does everyone look?
Oh, you should see Sirianni. Oh my god. He has no beard.
He listens.
I know, he has no beard. And there's all these pictures of him like eating too. It just makes it way worse.
Oh, what about Tim Thomas?
Tim Thomas was way bigger, too.
I mean, I heard he was a big
guy.
Yeah,
and Hughes is, like, stick thin.
Hughes?
Yeah. Teeny tiny, and he's dating this girl named Mandy, which is a long story, but she's long out of the picture. I didn't even remember her name or what she looked like until I saw, like, 5 pictures with her in it. I'm like, who is that? Oh, man. Taking me way back. And you know what the worst part about it is I look exactly the same.
Do you?
I look exactly the same, except I have like longish hair back then.
Yeah.
So, and that had been my 21st, so I was, what year was that? I was...
I don't know, math major.
I'm screwing it up right now.
How 21st, old are you?
I would have been 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been 2005, so I'd just become a team leader, too, so I was doing a lot of sitting on my ass.
Yeah.
And I had put on a lot of weight, too.
Oh, you fat in the pictures, too?
I'm kind of fat in the pictures.
Man, everybody's a fat ass.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any pictures from my 21st birthday. I was down in Florida.
I couldn't
that.
Believe it. Like, it's not actually my 21st birthday. It's like a... Like
when you
four,
went out?
Yeah, it's like three, four days later. I got so much trouble that night, too.
From who?
Because Lindsay wasn't old enough to go out there.
Oh,
she, boy. Well, she went out with us, but she wasn't old enough to go to the bars. And, you know, I got drunk. So
yeah.
I had no idea that we were at the bars for 3.5 hours.
Is that what people go to do at the bars? Get drunk?
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
I distinctly remember walking home with a 2.5 foot tall hurricane in my right hand, drinking it. It was great. I don't like Picasso at all.
No?
No.
Me either.
Anything that reminds me of like a five-year-old cutting and pasting with scissors,
yeah.
Like that's not art to
what
me.
What about Salvador Dali?
I like Salvador Dali because that takes talent to do what he does.
And acid.
And probably a little bit of acid to see all the stuff melt like that.
Yeah.
But, okay, and point number two is, why do girls shave off their eyebrows and color in new ones?
Yeah, you know what? I've always wondered that.
Why?
I've
why do they do that to
themselves?
That. Do they always want to look mad?
why are you so pissed off right now?
Why
not.
Are you smiling and angry at me at the same time?
Yo, you're sending me mixed messages. This relationship's over. Yeah, I've always wondered that because I have friends. I have male friends.
Have male friends that do that?
I have no. I don't have male friends that do that. My friend Carmen.
They go get like the big permanent marker. Yeah.
My punk rock
my
punk rock friends are like, yeah, we gotta look angry all the time. No, my friend Carmen and his dad, whose dad's name is also Carmen. Carmen's dad had no eyebrows when I knew him. Just no eyebrows and
just nothing.
Nothing. Just
really?
Nothing.
Like
there.
That dude from Arrested Development, like no eyebrows.
Well, he didn't have alopecia, but he just didn't have any eyebrows. And Carmen, Carmen's Greek, so he's got the olive complexion shit. And, I haven't lived home for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And I went back, the last time I went back, I went to the bar with Carmen, and now he doesn't have eyebrows either.
Really?
So, ladies, we don't have a fucking choice on the matter. I agree with Mark. Why the fuck are you doing that?
I don't understand. Like, I get grooming it. I get grooming it, because, nobody wants a unibrow. Nobody wants, nobody
you're
wants
preaching
like
to
the
choir.
Weird shit sticking out of your. I get that
you're preaching to the goddamn choir.
But people go overboard.
Yeah,
like, way overboard.
Yeah,
and then they're like the eyebrow pencil. No, I don't know. Like, why do you want your eyebrows
to
look like Mickey Mouse?
I don't want to say any names, but one of the older who no longer works with us at Meyer, red-haired ladies who used to be notorious for that. She kind of lives right up the road.
Oh, yeah.
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 That was some bad shit. Man.
Yeah, she did it too. But see, she, like, hers were just like she was surprised all the time.
Whoa!
Like, everything was like, woohoo!
If we could have someone shed light on this mystery for us, 224-366-7814, we would love for you to fucking actually call. One, I want someone to call this number so I can make sure it works. Because when I call it from my cell phone, it recognizes that I'm the proprietor.
You want me to call it from my
cell phone? No, shut up, man. I'm trying to get people to call a number that I spent good free money on.
All sorts of free money.
All sorts of nothing. Someone call in and explain to us. Nobody called us in for the last week's thing either.
What did we ask him last week?
If men can smell it. Can smell
no,
when you're
Rich.
After.
Oh, Rich left me something.
Oh, we do have another comment.
Oh, my God.
People, you like us.
Oh, give me
By the way, we quit.
We quit?
We quit.
Why did we quit?
I don't know.
Because people love us?
Sure.
Oh.
I can't take the pressure anymore to deliver once a week.
And you've never seen this before, so this is...
No, this is all new.
I'm springing this on you. All right. I'm listening to your podcast, and it's pretty bad when you notice that some dude is hitting on your wife, and she is totally clueless. But if you know her, then you would totally understand, Rich. That's his first comment.
Okay.
Okay, and the second one, and it's not a product of your generation, all men are dogs.
Yeah. Right. And I totally know her.
It's
and
not a product of your generation, all men are dogs.
And that's a shame because, like, it kills
me. And he's, like, the only one who commented on the thing we asked people to comment on,
yes.
By the way.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Papa Rich. That's, Yeah, I know all men are dogs, and, like, we're dogs, too, because inherently all men are dogs, but... Come on, you just don't, especially to someone's wife. We were talking about girlfriends.
Yeah, that wife is just, that's like way out of bounds.
You're drawing the line, dude. You're drawing the line. If she's asking for it, then you might be able to, you know.
No,
Well, because at the top of my head, there's three people that I would commit adultery for.
Well, that's fine.
But.
I think I know two of them.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna go over there and weasel up and be like, hey, happily married lady, you want to go commit some adultery? It's if she goes up to me and says, hey, how about breaking a sin? I'm going to say I know which one. Let's go up to the rafters and admire.
Let's go to McDonald's and just gorge ourselves.
Yeah, let's yo, baby, you see this menu? You can have anything you want. But only the ones on the dollar menu. Like, yeah.
The dollar menu sucks now anyway.
That is fucked up to be going after somebody's wife. You can't be doing that. Even in your, you know, and these people we're talking about, they're kind of in their mid-40s, they're middle-aged.
Well, yeah,
folk.
I mean... Okay, so, all right, so
it's tough
because there's, I run into this a lot where people say the last girl I was with, Lindsay, she constantly accused me of flirting with women like all the time.
That's because
no matter
we say
what,
hi women, and that's flirting.
Yeah, like I'm just talking to her. Like I saw your smile and how you were leaning. And, like that's how I talk.
So
to
you
people.
So you're telling me when I talk to a girl, if I'm dating somebody and I got to talk to another female, I should look as
look as downtrodden and angry as possible.
Yeah, you're saying I should be the race of the neutral planets from Futurama. Like yes. All I know is that my gut says maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
but
all
I
right,
mean, I mean,
fine.
Obviously, there is a line that can be crossed with like how much you hang around somebody
or
your place of business. Like,
yeah,
but it's hard to, you know, just have a conversation with someone that's taken because there's always that. Always that background where you know somebody's gonna come up, be angry, and want to kick my ass.
Well, luckily for this guy, I am non-threatening.
Yeah, I don't see. I have the other spectrum. Like nobody really comes up to me. Nobody
because
like,
nobody
on
can,
me because nobody
can kick your ass.
Nobody can really kick my ass, with the very few exceptions of some people admire, but
or at least people that know you know how to duck and dive around
you. Yeah, people that are actually trained in this shit.
Yeah,
but yeah. Like I don't really deal with it, but I'm not really all up in people's business like that either.
Well, for sure, it's kind of hard for me since everyone in my age bracket is fucking married with children. What do you think we should read first? Do you want to read our reviews?
Da-da-da-dum.
Or just what people said.
I think we should go with the reviews.
Okay.
Da-da-da-dum. And then what people said.
We have 7 total rankings for 4.5 stars.
Nice. Go us.
I'll take that. Dan Huffman writes, sweet ambrosia. Sent down
nectar
from
nectar of the gods.
That's right. Sent down from the gods of Olympus, our 4 cents make sweet, gentle love to your ear holes. May Zeus show them favor. Thanks, Dan. We really appreciate it. And as we say almost every episode, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. So thank you very much. Just What the Rooster Ordered by Master TW. A wake-up call amongst the drab world of podcasters. Listen now and listen well. Rifling through the iTunes podcast directory while designing some car dealership spots at my boring ad firm, I plucked this little gem out of the mix and gave it a whirl. The catchy title and appealing logo draft an accurate assumption of what is to be expected in the following commentary. Movies, music, sports, life, it's all represented in comical fashion and supported by a good degree of fact. Notice how he doesn't even say total, like, total fact.
Nope, good degree
just
of
a,
fact.
Just a smidge.
Just enough to make it believable.
Mark and Zach know what they're talking about, make the discussions fun, and feed off one another's comments quite well. And I have to say, a lot of podcasters try to be funny and fail worse than a Backstreet Boys New Kid on the Block merger. These guys clearly have a sense of humor and the quick wit to make for an entertaining show listeners can look forward to from week to week. Tally up for your subscriber list, boys. Well, thank you, Master TW. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is very nice. That was, you know, nice words.
Let's see. Oh, I get the one-liner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, you get, not only does Mark get the one-liner, we let, you know, see, like, I like to let Mark do things on the show, yeah, but I'm sure as shit not going to let him read the good reviews. I'm going to let him read the 3-star review.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Not much of a movie guy, but I do look forward to Mondays to listen to your clowns.
Who said that?
That would be by Rich, 1622. Do we have clowns?
Do we have clowns?
Clowns.
Oh,
yeah, he looks forward to Mondays to listen to our clowns.
He means us.
Oh, he's talking about
us.
That jackass.
That asshole gave us 3 stars.
He gave us 3 stars. You know what that is in the Meyer rating system?
Don't.
That's like a 40%.
Shit.
Yeah, because Meyer is in the new math.
I've heard of this new math.
Yeah.
How, you know.
It's called Why America Hates Math Now.
It's like in The Simpsons when they go on the metric system for time and they have the clock that goes to 10.
It goes to 10. You think that's why we don't go to the metric system? Because we're just so used to seeing the number 12 everywhere that we just...
Maybe. I think I don't understand why we're not on the metric system.
I don't understand it either. It makes way more sense.
You know, I used to, in another life, like 6 years ago, I used to be a fucking boat mechanic, man. Let me tell you what, there's nothing that pisses me off more than having to go for a 5/16 socket when I could just grab a 3. Well, we got one more for you, ladies and gentlemen, because Paul. Yeah. Before we decide to not read Paul's comments.
Okay.
Paul's our number one fan.
We love Paul,
and we're gonna say this, and you know, all the rest of you fans out there, you have to contend with Paul. Paul comments on everything.
Yeah, and he shamelessly plugs us on Facebook too.
You know, he plugs us on his Facebook status. He's always throwing us bumps. He gives us constructive criticism. He doesn't give us that 3-star bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, Paul, the only thing Paul hasn't done is reviewed us on iTunes.
That's very true.
Maybe you should do that, Paul.
Maybe he should do that.
But Paul, number one fan, whenever we get bumper stickers, you can pay for one. Paul can get a free one.
Yep.
One.
Anyway, Amy said, like your podcast. I like No Strings Attached. Not interested in the other one.
Kevin Kline, Friends with Benefits.
Ah, okay. Kevin Kline is... Ah, crap. Okay.
It's not so easy, is it?
Well, you kept interrupting me. I'm way better when it comes to like a hey, Mark, read this next paragraph aloud for the class.
Okay. I'm sorry that I interrupted you on our talk radio
How
show.
How dare you?
Son of a bitch.
Amy said, like your podcast. I like No Strings Attached. Not interested in the other one. Wait, the other one? The other movie?
I interrupted you last time
and threw you off. Yeah. Okay.
You mean Friends with Benefits? Sorry that I interrupted you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Your fucking highness.
Anyway, Kevin Kline is great in it. Love him. I hate chick flicks, but I gave it a shot because I'm obsessed with Natalie Portman right now. It has a few funny moments, but the last 20 minutes are pure chick flick. Your argument on Mila Kunis is also the voice of Meg Griffin on Family Guy, so don't forget that.
Of course not.
Long run on that.
Of course.
Also, she dated Macaulay Culkin, which takes a lot. She's actually not dating Macaulay Culkin anymore. They broke up. Apparently, they broke up like 6 months ago.
That's fine. That's because of my giant wall of a list of female celebrity names of whom I'm going to marry. That means I can take that line out of hers and put her back up on the board.
Oh, because she was dating Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
She still probably had sex with Macaulay Culkin.
That's fine.
You just have to think about that.
That's why I have a giant stash of hefty bags.
I didn't know we were naked gunning this.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. I don't really give a shit. Fuck Macaulay Culkin.
Safe sex.
Of course I'm safe. Thank you, Amy, for your comment. Thank you, everybody else, for your comment, especially Bob and Paul. Well, we don't read yours because they don't make any sense. Oh, and Dan Butler also commented, but it's very Dragon Ball Z heavy, and that's more of a personal thing for us. Butler, though, I totally agree with you, and you know, he knows what that means. You know what? I'm still pissed about the 3-star thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed about it, too.
Rich, if this is the Rich I'm thinking of, I thought we were friends.
I thought you liked me.
I thought you wanted to be on the show, is what I think.
Everybody kind of wants to be on the show. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, of course they want to be on the show.
This is where
this is like Star Search, back in the day. This is where people come. This is where people come to get famous.
Come to get made.
Yeah. You want to get made, you come to R4Sense. Good night, everybody.